will be your new home.
And now for the adventures of Lightning Jim. Behind the small jail in the frontier town of Fort Anderson, a man crouches in the shadows under a barred window of a jail.
Joe! Hey, Joe! It's me, Joe!
Pete, where'd you come from?
Happily. Heard you're in jail. Figure you might want some help.
Yeah, sure do.
What are you in here for?
Smuggling guns to the Redskins. They caught me red-handed.
The troopers?
Nah, it was that blame Marshal, Lightning Jim.
Lightning Jim, man?
Yeah. As soon as I get out of this jail, I'm aiming to get back at him pronto.
Watch your step. He's the toughest law badge on the plane.
Yeah, I know. Give me a gun.
Sure. Here you are.
Good. I'll be out of here in a jiffy. I'll meet you off the Fork Trail by Snake Creek.
What's trouble, Whitey?
You know that feller you caught smuggling guns to the Redskins?
You mean Kansas Joe?
Oh, that's the Jaeger.
Well, what about him?
He just broke out the jail.
Broke out of jail?
Oh, somebody must have slipped him a gun. He held up the guard and got away.
When this happened?
About an hour ago.
Come on, Whitey, we got work to do. Let's go, Thunder.
Yes, the bandits and outlaws of the old western frontier both feared and respected the skill and courage of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson. Through their thrilling adventures, we relive the colorful days of the old west when desperados and hostile Indians roamed the great American plains. Kansas Joe was a bandit who divided his time between robbing stagecoaches and smuggling guns to the Indians. He was arrested by Lightning Jim, and then, with the aid of his partner, a bandit named Pete, he escaped from the jail in Fort Anderson. We join the marshal and his deputy now on the trail north of Snake Creek.
See, Lightning, there, what makes you think those Yeagers was heading this way?
Just a hunch, Whitey. Deep Wolf Paw and his tribe are somewhere north of here, near Cottonwood Gulch.
Your Wolf Paw's been giving the troopers plenty of trouble, I know that.
Yeah, been trying to stir up the other tribes to attack and rob the white men.
Sure, seems like Wolf Paw's always looking for a fight. See, what's this got to do with Kansas Joe, though?
Well, Wolf Paw's been getting his guns and firewater from Kansas Joe. He was taking guns up to him when I caught him.
Oh, yeah.
So I figured that maybe Joe would head for Wolf Paw's camp to hide out.
Yeah, I can call her that, all right. But see, you can't just walk into Wolf Paw's camp alone and ask the chief to hand over Joe.
No, we ain't gonna do that, but we can do a little scouting to locate Wolf Paw's camp. Maybe find out if Joe's around there.
Oh, and then we can get the troopers and lick the whole bunch.
Whitey, sounds like you itching for a fight.
Oh, I just want to get my hands on that Kansas Joe. Why, he ain't got the nerve to do his own fighting. Sells fire, water, and guns to the Redskins, and then he lets them do all the dirty work.
Whoa, Thunder. Hold on, Whitey.
Joe, good evening. That sounds like a bet.
Yeah.
Maybe them Redskins is attacking the troopers.
Well, we'll soon find out. Come on, Whitey. You wanted to fight. Go, Thunder.
It's Lightning. Here comes Captain Flash. Meg.
Yeah. Howdy, Captain.
Howdy, Lightning.
We're at the shooting. Come over to help you out.
I'm afraid you're a little late, boys.
Who are they, Captain?
Party of Chief Wolf Paul's Redskins.
Wolf Paul, eh?
Yeah, we were heading back to Fort Anderson. He stopped to make a camp. Without warning, they opened fire on us from all sides.
How many were they?
Oh, about 50, I'd say. We caught 10 of them, and I don't know yet how many of them were killed.
Yeah.
The rest headed north.
By gallish, that sounds like you had pretty good fight.
Yeah, there was plenty hot while it lasted. I'm not sure whether we surprised them or they surprised us.
So?
I think it was a hunting party. They had a young Indian boy with them.
Well, if you had a boy with them, wouldn't be a war party. What happened to the boy?
Well, we haven't had time to check up on the wounded yet, so I don't know if he was shot or got away.
Well, I'm hoping he got away. I don't mind shooting a man, but not the kids, even if they are Redskins.
Well, that's the fortune of war. If those red devils had any sense, there wouldn't be any killing. But you can't trust them nohow.
Well, Captain, there's good Indians and bad ones. Same as there is among the white folks. You know
yes,
that.
Yes, I know, but as far as I'm concerned, they're all bad. They come to our forts and smoke their peace pipes, tell us they want to be our friends. Then the next day they attack the troopers and put on a scalping party.
Yeah.
By the way, what are you doing up here?
We're trailing a chap by the name of Kansas Joe. I caught him smuggling guns to Chief Wolfpaw.
Any white man who smuggles guns to the Redskins ought to be shot on the spot.
I agree with you, Captain, but the law says they got to be given a fair trial. Well, Kansas Joe escaped from jail at Fort Anderson, and Whitey and me is after him.
Well, if you catch up with him, I hope you don't bring him back alive.
Yeah, it was sure lucky you come along when you did, Pete.
Yeah, got a hold of some guns at Abilene, and I knowed you could get rid of them to the Redskins.
Sure. I've been selling guns and firewood to Chief Wolfpaw. Doing right well out of two. That Lightning Jim caught up with me, blasted hide.
I've heard a lot about Lightning Jim, but I ain't never seen him. They say he's lightning fast on the draw.
Yeah, there ain't a man on the plains can handle shooting irons like he can. But like I told you, I'm aiming to get even with him one of these days.
How are you going to do that, Joe?
Well, I ain't figured that out yet, but I will.
Well, take my advice and steer clear of him. No use to play with dynamite. How far is Chief Wolfpaw's camp from here?
Oh, about 10 miles north. Better cross over this creek here.
What's the matter?
Keep quiet. Look over yonder across the creek. Two riders coming out of them trees.
Yeah, I wonder who they are. Jumping Judas.
It's Lightning Jim and his deputy.
Lightning Jim, are you sure?
Yeah, it's him all right.
Well, we better clear out of here.
No, they hear us. They can't see us if we stay behind these trees and rocks.
We can drill them.
No. They're out of range for safe shooting. We're going to watch and see where they go.
Oh, boy, whoa, Thunder.
You think we better cross over here, Lightning?
Well, might be a good idea, Whitey. Water in the creek looks shallow here.
Hey, there's something in the bushes.
Reach for the sky, whoever you are.
And come out of them bushes with your hands in the air. Quick!
Happy water. Don't shoot, white man. Snake come.
You penny in minute. That's Indian boy.
Yeah.
Little bear wounded, white man. Help little bear.
All right, son. Put your hands down. We ain't gonna hurt you.
Right, galley lightning. His arm is bleeding.
Yeah.
White soldiers. Shoot little bear. Or Shika. You're hiding bushes.
See, lightning, maybe he's the Indian boy Captain Flag was telling us about.
Yeah, but first we gotta take care of this boy's arm. Why do you get some water and fix up a fire? Quick.
Joe, they're building a fire.
Yeah, and I know that Indian boy, too.
You know him?
Sure. I seen him up at Chief Wolfpaw's camp. His name is Little Bear.
Well, let's get out of here, pronto.
Yeah. I got an idea, Pete. You mind my saying I was aiming to get even with Lightning Jim?
Yeah.
Well, this is gonna be my chance.
What are you gonna do?
I'll tell you later. Come on, let's go.
There you are, Little Bear. Your arm's all fixed up now.
Little Bear, thanks, white man.
Listen, son. Did you say you were shot by the white soldiers?
Me go with Raven and Braves to hunt.
Yeah?
The Tito meet white soldiers. Big fight. Little Bear get full ear and arm.
The order, Captain, was right. Those Redskins was hunting, by golly.
Yeah.
Little Bear tired. Sleep now. So tired.
That's right.
You get a little rest, son. You'll be all right.
Poor little feller, he's so tuckered out.
Yeah. Say, Whitey, notice anything peculiar about this lad?
Peculiar?
Yeah, you've seen lots of Indian boys, haven't you?
Oh, sure.
But take a good look at him. Tell me what you think.
See, I was so busy I didn't have time to notice much. But now I take a good look. He ain't got high cheek bones.
That's right.
And his skin looks pretty fair for red skin.
Right again.
And he talks pretty good English, too.
Yeah, almost as good as yours, Whitey.
Oh, is that so? Well, nobody can say my English ain't no good.
Well, the only difference is he talks English with an Indian accent and yours is Swedish. Say, Whitey, this boy is a white boy. May have some Indian blood in him, but he's mostly white.
Yeah, but then what's he doing in a sheep for wolf post camp?
Dunno. That's something we got to find out.
Akita!
Ah, Chief.
Ganege, we he shown. Chief Wolfpaw, no see Kansas Joe long time.
Yeah, I've been in jail, Chief.
Jail? Where?
Fort Anderson.
Why you go in jail?
Well, I was bringing you some more guns, but Lightning Jim the Marshal caught me.
Mikasa, who this white man you bring Wolfpaw camp?
Come here, Pete.
Oh.
Chief, this is my partner. His name's Pete.
Howdy, Chief.
Wakita. You got many gun on horse?
Yeah, Pete got him at Abilene. It was him who got me out of jail.
Sahi. Good. Wolfpaw need gun. Fight soldier. White soldier fight Wolfpaw brave. Kill some. Take some prisoner.
When did this happen, Chief?
Today. Brave go for a hunt. Meet soldier.
Was Little Bear with your brave, Chief?
Washitka. Inka Shinka. Little Bear go with brave. Little Bear no come back. Maybe soldier take back to fort.
No, the troopers didn't get him, Chief.
How you know?
Me and Pete saw him.
Higashinza, you see Little Bear?
Yeah. He was captured by two white men.
Where Little Bear now?
Down on Snake Creek, just this side of Arrow Rock. You can catch him if you hurry.
Wolfpaw, go find Little Bear now. Kill white man.
Pretty slick idea you had, Joe.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Stay here till they get back and see the fun. The way Wolfpaw feels now, he's going to make it plenty hot for Lightning Jim.
On some more bacon, Little Bear.
Little Bear, he's full here in summer. You better now.
Well, there's plenty to eat if you want it, by golly.
I think Little Bear's done right well, Whitey. He knows when to quit eating. That's more than I can say about you.
Oh, you're just jealous, that sort.
Whitey eats plenty. Grow big, fat, like Indian squaw.
Oh, is that so?
He's got your number, Whitey.
Little Bear like Whitey much.
Oh, I see, and I like you too, Little Bear.
Like to make funny faces. Make Little Bear laugh.
Oh, so that's it.
I guess that'll hold you, Whitey.
All right, then here I thought you was going to be my friend, Little Bear.
He wants to be friend of Whitey.
Well, then don't say I got the funny face. Personal, I think that's a mighty good face.
Me too.
By the way, Little Bear, is Chief Wolfpaw your father?
Kanigi, he thinks so.
Did you ever live with white men?
Live with white men?
Yeah.
No. Live with white paw and brave. Sneaky.
What's the matter, Little Bear?
Indian behind trees.
You believe me? Lightning, this redskin's all around us.
Don't move. Keep calm and let me do the talking.
Kakashinga!
The wolf paw, come for me.
Take it easy, son. How, deep wolf paw?
Kakashinga! White man, no move. Many wolf paw brave behind trees. Ready, kill white man.
Hold on, Chief. We're friends.
White man not friend, Wolfpaw. White man kill Wolfpaw brave. Hurt Little Bear. Wolfpaw take you back to camp. Wolfpaw show white man what Indian do to enemy.
What is Chief Wolfpaw planning to do with Lightning Tim and Whitey? The exciting climax of this thrilling adventure will come in part two, which will follow immediately. And now for part two of Lightning Jim Meets Little Bear. Kansas Joe, an outlaw and Indian gun smuggler, escaped from the jail at Fort Anderson, aided by his partner, a bandit named Pete. They head north for the camp of the renegade Indian chief Wolf Paw, followed by United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy Whitey Larson. On the trail, Lightning Jim and Whitey find an Indian boy who had been wounded in a fight between some of Wolf Paw's braves and the troopers. Joe and Pete see Lightning and Whitey with the Indian boy and rush to tell Chief Wolf Paw, who brings back a party of Indians and captures the marshal and his deputy. We join Lightning and Whitey in a teepee at the Indian camp, where they await their fate.
Well, Lightning, seems like we don't have to look for Chief Wolf Paw's camp anymore.
Yeah, we found the camp, all right. We got to do some fast thinking to get out of this mess.
Oh, that Wolf Paw Yeager's plenty, man. Well, this is what we get for being good to that little Indian boy, Little Bear.
Well, we did it, and that's that.
See, Lightning, what do you think they're going to do, right?
It's hard to say, Whitey. Redskin like Wolf Paw might do almost anything. Might burn us at the stake.
Oh, Lightning, don't talk like that. I like steaks, but I don't want to be one.
Well, then you get your thinking, Captain. Go on.
Oh, if we could only figure some way to slip out there.
Listen, stop dancing.
Joey. See, there's a hole on this side of the teepee.
Where? Let me see.
Here. It ain't big, but you can see through it.
Yeah. Chief's talking to a couple of white men.
White men?
Yeah. Thunderation.
But it's over.
One of them white men's Kansas Joe.
Kansas Joe?
Yep. It's him, all right.
Let me see there. Well, I'll be dog. What do you know about that?
Looks like my hunch was right, Whitey. Joe came up here to hide out.
Oh, that's so.
And if he has any influence with the chief, we got plenty to worry about.
Listen, Chief, I'm telling you. These two white men you got are the ones that put the troopers up to fighting your braves. They're law badges. They'd put you in jail, too, if they could.
Chief Wolfpaw, no go, white man jail.
And you better get rid of them now.
Yeah, burn them up to stake.
Because no. White men, help Little Bear.
He's lying to you, Chief. We've seen the marshal and his deputy capture the boy.
No.
Kagajinga. Little Bear, hold tongue.
Yeah. Them hombres was going to take Little Bear to jail, Chief.
How you know?
Well, we heard him say so, didn't we, Pete?
No.
Don't want to see white men die.
Kagajinga. We were Gio. Little Bear, go teepee now. We know what to do with white men.
Sure. You know what to do with them, Chief. Burn them.
Carnegie, we he saw. Wolfpaw have other plan.
Yeah?
Send Raven to fort. Tell soldier Wolfpaw free. Two white men. If soldier free, Wolfpaw brave.
Oh, but you can't let these two jaspers go free. They'll get more troopers to come back and fight you.
Sopawata. Wolfpaw not afraid, soldier. If brave not go free, Wolfpaw kill two white men here.
Listen, Joe. The troopers agree to exchange the prisoners. Lightning will go free and he'll be after us pronto.
Yeah, but before that happens, we'll find a chance to drill the law badges ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
just talked to one of the Redskins. Quiet. Somebody in back of the TV. Listen.
Wait.
Pick out the short leg, leave the bear outside.
Yeah. Is that you, little bear?
Little bear, come to help, white man.
Good. What is it, son?
Bad white man. One chief from Burnwood State.
You bring him, Minnie.
What did the chief say, little bear?
Chief sent Raven to force. Tell soldiers will free you if bears go free.
Yeah.
Little bear, go now. Come back soon.
Hey, wait.
Never mind, Whitey. Just go on.
You think the troopers will let the Redskins go free?
It all depends on whether Captain Flagg believes we've been captured by Wolf Paw.
Yeah, and what if the captain don't believe it?
I'll let you answer that one, Whitey.
Yeah, I know the government will be looking for a new marshal and a new deputy.
Say that again, Indian.
Captain Flagg, two white marshals at Wolf Paw camp.
You mean to say Wolf Paw is holding them prisoners?
Chief free white men, soldiers free brave.
Ah, so Wolf Paw thinks he can trick us, eh? Well, now listen. You go back and tell him I don't believe he's captured Lightning Jim.
Jim Redskins is making plenty noise.
Yeah, reckon Joe and Pete brought him fire water.
Yo, see, I wonder what happened to Mr. Bear. He said he must call me back.
Yeah, and I think he will, too. He kind of likes us.
See, listen.
Wait a minute.
What is it, son?
Jim's face, plenty fire water. Plenty drunk.
Yeah.
Mr. Bear, tell Indian outside. He wants to see him.
That's good. He told the Redskins there was guarding us to go see the chief.
Good boy.
Little Bear, take white man's horses down to water. Near a big white rock. You go now.
By Yemeni, now we can get out there.
Yeah.
Little Bear's cleared the way. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. White man leave teepee. Get horse. Wolf Paw catch white man and kill.
Ida! Ida! Ida!
We're going to clear out of here. Chief, are you blaming this one up?
Yeah, he's plenty mad. We can't go, Pete. If we go now, he'll think sure we did it.
I sure wouldn't want to be in Lightning Jim's shoes now.
If them Redskins catch up with him, it's the end of them law badges, all right. I told you I'd be getting even with him.
I wonder how these other
ones...
Boy, he's got a right.
White man, put up hands or little bear. Shoot, Marquita.
Put him up, Pete. He's got that drop on us.
Hold on,
oh boy, hold it.
Listen to them yeagers yell.
Yeah, we better head around this canyon.
No, we might get trapped down there. I can't imagine. Look, what's coming over that ridge.
It's the troopers. Come on, Whitey, let's meet them. Up thunder.
Hurry up, Lightning. I hope we get there. Hurry. Hurry up.
Whoa, thunder, whoa, boy.
It's Lightning.
Howdy, Captain. How many men you got?
Well, there's 100 Redskins.
Oh, yes, coming over that ridge.
Yes, sir. That's all right. We're on high ground. They'll have to come up to us if they want to fight.
Look here. Here they come now.
Ready, men? When I give the word, fire.
Fire.
Yeah, I think Wolf Paw's had enough for one day.
Well, Lightning, now that the smoke is cleared away, maybe you can tell me what happened.
Captain, do you remember telling me and Whitey that you saw an Indian boy with that party of Redskins you met yesterday?
Yes.
Well, we found that boy over on Snake Creek. He was wounded in the arm, and we fixed him up.
Is that so?
Yeah, and then a trouble started.
How's that?
Chief Wolf Paw and his men found us and took us back to the camp.
So Wolf Paw figured he could bargain with us to get back the Redskins we're holding at the fort.
That's right. Did the messenger come?
Sure, but I didn't believe him at first. Not until he pulled out your marshal's badge. Then I figured he was talking straight and started up here with my men. But how did you escape?
Indian boy helped us do that.
Oh, I tell you, if it hadn't been for Little Bear, we'd still be off there in the Redskin
camp. Little Bear!
You bring him.
Bye, John.
Why, it's Little Bear.
Oh, and look who he brought with him. Can't be sure that other Jaeger, by golly. See, the kid is holding a rifle on both of them poor cats.
Little Bear, bring bad man to White Fern.
Good for you, Little Bear.
What is the meaning of all of this, Lightning?
Captain, you didn't give me a chance to tell you. When we got up to Wolf Paw's camp, we found a man, Kansas Joe. And here he is with the man who helped him escape.
And this Indian boy captured them, eh? Well, I'll be switched.
Akita, me get him good with rifle. Keep rifle on both all way. These soldiers, come here.
I'd like to get my hands on that little devil.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you won't, Joe. You ain't escaping the law again. Whitey, give me your badge.
My badge?
That's what I said. Come on, hand it over.
It's all right. Here it is.
Little Bear, I ain't got a medal to pin on you, so I'll use this badge instead. There you are, son.
What's this for?
For helping save me and Whitey and capturing Kansas Joe and his partner. You're just a lad, but you've done a man's work.
Oh, that's the truth, lad.
He wants to stay with Mike Marshall's friends. Little Bear not wanting to go back to Wolf Paw.
All right, Little Bear, we're taking you back to Fort Anderson. And we'll see that you're well taken care of. How's that?
Little Bear like that. Now can laugh when Whitey makes funny face.
Oh, that's it.
And so ends another thrilling adventure in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.